There you go. Somebody put a cape on that guy. There you go. That's Milo Hatzenbuehler. Happy National Agriculture Day. It is 7:31 at WRCO-FM in Richland Center, Wisconsin, where the news at 7 is sponsored by Napa Auto and Truck Parts, local people serving you with the good stuff, by Jones Chevrolet, the car and truck people of Southwest Wisconsin, and Prem Meats and Catering of Spring Green, small enough to know you, big enough to serve you.
It's always truck month at Jones Chevrolet in Richland Center. We've got trucks, regular cab, double cab, and crew cab half tons, double cab and crew cab HDs, custom LT, LTZ, or High Country, Duramax, Turbomax, 5.3, and 6.2 motors. We've got all of them. Stop in and pick out your favorite body, trim, and motor combination. Save on half tons up to $8,000 with a qualified 2010 or newer passenger vehicle trade-in. See our friendly salespeople for details. We've got around 30 pre-owned trucks and over 30 pre-owned passenger vehicles, too. We've got local trades and program cars. See the inventory at JonesChev.com and narrow down your search. Schedule a test drive. Schedule service. Chat with a representative and get a value for your trade-in. Whether it's our body shop, parts department, service department, or sales team, Jones Chevrolet Richland Center is proud to be your Chevy truck headquarters for over 100 years. Chevrolet, together let's drive.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. Former President Donald Trump still trying to come up with the $464 million needed to appeal the civil fraud judgment against him. Here's ABC's senior investigative correspondent Aaron Katursky.
Trump does not have enough cash to secure it, and his lawyers say they've approached 30 different surety companies, and none of them is willing to accept real estate as collateral. And so they're asking an appellate court for permission to post bond in a lower amount because they say posting something that big is a practical impossibility.
The former president saying on Monday that Jewish Americans who vote for Democrats hate Israel and hate their religion. The Supreme Court has again blocked implementation of a new Texas law that gives police broad powers to arrest migrants suspected of being in the country illegally. Six former Mississippi law enforcement officials will be sentenced this week for bursting into a home without a warrant last year and torturing two black men. The judge will sentence two defendants each day. This is ABC News. More job cuts on the way, this time at Unilever, the company behind everything from Dove soap to Ben & Jerry's ice cream. About 7,500 office jobs are being eliminated worldwide. The company is also spinning off its ice cream business in an effort to cut costs and boost profits. With spring set to officially start at just after 11 o'clock tonight on the East Coast, the cicadas are coming.
Ah, spring. The birds are back. The flowers are back. But for the first time in centuries, billions of cicadas are also about to be back.
Yay.
17 and 13 doesn't overlap too often.
As entomologist Dr. Frank Krell was alluding to there, in a few weeks, the brood of cicadas that emerges every 13 years and the brood that emerges every 17 years are going to pop out of the ground at the same time, which last happened in 1803.
That's ABC's Danny New. They're going to start showing up soon, making that classic cicada racket in 17 states from the Southeast to the Midwest. Sherry Preston, ABC News.
If you're like me, there's simply not enough time in the day. My secret? It's Prem Meats. Prem Meats is a state-approved meat processing facility with a retail shop. Once you visit Prem Shop, you'll be back again because of the excellent quality of products at highly affordable prices. Prem's offers catering, wild game processing, natural harvest, and they specialize in ready-to-heat and serve meats. Prem's has fresh take-and-bake pizzas, too. Conveniently located on Highway 14, Spring Green, and always making your venison into tasty treats. Prem Meats and Catering, the little meat shop with big savings.
Whether it's on the farm, at the job site, or just the front lawn, Napa has the parts to get the job done. Hydraulic hoses, PTO drive shafts, even bucket teeth are just some of the parts that can be found at Napa. For smaller equipment like lawnmowers, snowblowers, or snowmobiles, we carry essential maintenance items such as belts, filters, and fluids. Stop in today at Napa Auto and Truck Parts, Highway 14 East Richland Center and Highway 61 Bosco.
A look at weather coming up here from WRCO, FM 100.9, WRCE, FM 107.7, and AM 1450.
Core & Main and A-Plus Furniture are now offering warranty on your furniture. If you have kids, pets, spills, stains, or damage, no problem. UltraCare will help protect your new furniture investment. We have multiple levels that can cover a single item or a full room of furniture. If you have food or drink stains, massage units and components, tear or rip, and more, don't worry, it's covered. Protect your investment. Stop in for more details at Core & Main and A-Plus Furniture & Mattress in downtown Richland Center.
It's more than living, it's living well. Now might be the right time to consider the advantages of assisted living. Schmidt Woodland Hills is offering all private rooms in their Westview assisted living community. We are fully staffed and prepared to care for your loved ones with the dignity and respect they deserve. When only the highest quality of care will do, remember Schmidt Woodland Hills. Call Westview manager Bobby Stoltz at 608-647-8931 with questions or for more information.
Bailey Paint and Decorating reminds you that the perfect color should be enjoyed for years to come. Extraordinarily durable Benjamin Moore paint and exterior stain ensure exactly that. Bailey Paint and Benjamin Moore know that getting the right product is the secret of success. Bailey Paint and Decorating ensures you have the right color and products and offers the best paint you can buy in Benjamin Moore paint products. Bailey Paint and Decorating, Court Street, downtown Richland Center, your Benjamin Moore headquarters.
For today, a high of 52 with sunshine. Southwest to northwest winds 15 to 25. Tonight, partly cloudy, breezy, and turning colder. A low of 18. Wednesday, partly sunny at times and a high of 34. Thursday, 38 and some sunshine, but the calm before the storm. Snow likely by late evening, 1 to 3 inches possible overnight. An additional 1 to 3 inches of snow possible Friday and a high of 37. Sunday, breezy with snow likely by midday. Moderate to heavy accumulations possible by night. It could be a wintry mix by Monday. Right now, southwest wind at 5. We're at 31 degrees in Richland Center. Phil Lee reminding you of the Ride into Spring Text to Win statewide contest. Your chance to win a Chula Vista getaway as well as grand prizes that include a bike, blender, or even a patio love seat. How about that? This hour's keyword is spring. Download the Civic Media app in the Apple or Google stores. Find your station and use the text button to send the keyword spring for your chance to win in this statewide contest. Again, the word is spring. Find your station on the Civic Media app and use the text button to send it right now. You have until the end of this hour, so until 8 o'clock. Yeah, there you go. Good luck. Here's Morgan Wallen featuring Florida Georgia Line.
Time when I hit him with a line before I went and lost my mind, and I ain't been here long, but the bobbers in the pond going up, down, up, down, up, down. Tonight we're gonna raise a whole lot more than cane, cause there's money in the bank, and tomorrow's Saturday, so if they pass that fifth the jack this way, I turn it up, down, up, down, up, down. We're just holding it down. Cold beer, man, we live it up, man.
lamp this way. I'll turn it up, down, up, down, up, down. We're just holding it down here in BFE. Still rolling around with a bird CD. Free bird, 5 minutes deep. Head bobbing up, down, up, down, up, down. We got what we got. We don't need the rest. Can turn this parking lot chest and some cold beer, man. We live it up, down, up, down. We live it up, down, yeah.
11 minutes after 7 o'clock. Good morning from Richland Center. We hope that you're having a great morning so far and getting ready. You know, I had some young students ask me not too long ago, like, do you think we'll have any more snow days or delays? I said, no, I think we're past that. Maybe I jinxed that. I don't know. I mean, we may not. Just kind of depends on how that upcoming storm tracks. But at this point, it's a little iffy, isn't it? Here's Taylor Swift on our morning get-together. By the way, Hank Bray is back here somewhere. I think he's here somewhere. Yep, he's here. Yep.
Little did I know. Welcome to Richland Family Restaurant Studios, where great music and good times meet.
I'm in a hurry to get things done. Oh, I rush and rush until life's no fun. All I really gotta do is live and die, but I'm in a hurry and don't know why. Don't know why. I have to drive so fast. My car has nothing to prove. It's not you, but it'll do 0 to 60 in 5.2. Rush until there's no fun. All I really gotta do is live and die, but I'm in a hurry and don't know why. I'm in a hurry to get things done. Oh, I rush and rush until there's no fun. All I really gotta do is live and die, but I'm in a hurry and don't know why. I'm in a hurry to get things done. Oh, I rush and rush until life's no fun. All I really gotta do is live and die, but I'm in a hurry and don't know why.
Alabama on WRCL, I'm in a hurry and I don't know why. Slow down and stop and smell the coffee once in a while. We have I think it's Quizzy Poo Day today. Also, birthdays and anniversaries in the next few minutes right here.
Does your yard need a green makeover? At B&B Tree Services, they've got your trees covered. From tree pruning to removal, health assessments, and emergency services, they're your local tree specialists. Their expert team is dedicated to top-notch customer service. Need that stubborn stump gone? They do that too. At B&B Tree Services, for all your tree needs. Call them today at 608-738-9399 and let your trees thrive.
At A&W, it's always a good time for a float. Date night, you'll love a float. Celebrating, you'll love a float. Craving creamy vanilla soft serve and made fresh root beer in a frosty mug? You'll definitely love a float. Only at A&W.
Always made fresh root beer. Always at A&W. Your A&W is located on Highway 61 in Boscobel. Stop by soon and enjoy.
At participating restaurants, prices may vary. Tax extra.
This is Lori Berry from the Investment Center at Community First Bank. Does your retirement plan fit your vision? Your plan should be as unique as you are. Whatever you envision, make sure you have the right investment mix, risk tolerance, and time horizon to get you from point A to point B. Contact me today to make sure your strategy aligns with your retirement dream.
Experience the difference. CFBankInvestmentCenter.com. Securities and insurance offered through LPL or its affiliates are not insured by FDIC or any other government agency. Not bank guaranteed, not bank deposits or obligations may lose value.
At Benson Insurance Agency, they've got you covered for life's unexpected twists. From life and car insurance to home, UTV, four-wheeler, farm, commercial auto, and property, they've got you covered. Count on them for competitive rates and professional services that prioritize your peace of mind. Your protection is their priority. Call them at 475-0216 or email bensoninsurance23@gmail.com. Benson Insurance Agency, your trusted partner in safeguarding what matters most. They're not just agents, they're your advocates.
Just like no two people are the same, no 2 days are the same. We start them and end them at different times. And in between, we all do very different things. Yet there is something we all have in common. Knowing your local Touchstone Energy Cooperative is here to power every moment of every day. Because no matter when it starts, we never stop.
Richland Electric is your Touchstone Energy Cooperative, your source for power and information.
The 6th Annual Red Fest Red Angus Sale is Sunday, March 24th at the Bloomington Livestock Exchange. With the auction starting at 1 p.m., beef producers add local top-notch genetics to your herd this spring with our selection of bulls, bred cows, heifers, cow-calf pairs, and open heifers. Online bidding is available at dvauction.com and cattleusa.com. Please register to buy online prior to the sale. Visit redfestsale.com to view up-to-date information. Red Fest, Sunday, March 24th at the Bloomington Livestock Exchange.
Binge drinking, or drinking 5 or more drinks on an occasion, is a risky behavior that carries high costs for individuals and communities. Binge drinking can lead to liver failure, alcohol poisoning, injury, violence, and death. If you are trying to quit binge drinking, telling your support systems about your plan to quit can help begin your journey towards a healthier life. If you would like to be connected to resources, contact the Richland Hospital and Clinics.
It's time for the roundup.
Rawhide, cut 'em out. Ride 'em in. Cut 'em out. Ride 'em in rawhide.
Well, welcome back.
They found me.
They did.
Yeah, yeah.
The prodigal son has returned. However, he's on a diet, so we can't kill the fatted calf.
No.
But we can chop up a big bunch of celery.
What? And a chicken.
Oh, yeah. Oh, you can have chicken?
Oh, yeah. Fit chicken.
Well, kill fish. The fatted chicken.
Kill the fatted chicken. Anyway.
There he is.
Did you miss me at all?
Oh, absolutely.
Huh? How many times did you shoot at me?
Well, I don't know. My jokes kind of fell flat yesterday.
Did they? Were they bad?
Yeah, they were. But, you know, I set the bar low.
Oh, yeah.
Right.
Was one of them like Henry's a stud?
I think that was the kicker yesterday.
Yeah, it didn't go well
it
at
was.
All then.
But, anyway. Well, it's been windy, you know, that old boy up at, he was telling me, he lives on top of the hill there the other night. He said that his hat blew off. It was so windy.
Oh, really?
Lost his hat. It blew away. He said he was standing there in the fence line. Another one blew down the fence line. He picked it up, and it was better than what he had. So
might as well keep it
there
and move
you
on.
Go.
Move on.
Hey, we wanted to recap some weekend stuff as well. The Richland School's 5K run St. Patty's Day walk did really well. 105 registered
oh,
this
wow.
past.
That's awesome. Awesome.
Friday. They had some great weather. And, of course, it goes toward a Lance Maloney Scholarship Fund, and it goes toward community players. The Lance Maloney Scholarship Fund is still open at Royal Bank if anybody
awesome.
Would like to contribute.
Good.
And then the Arlene Alvin benefit on Sunday, I was kind of hazy on how many meals they served, but they served 553
oh
pancake breakfasts on
Isn't
Sunday.
That crazy?
Ithaca Lions thank everybody.
So. Were they green?
No, they not mine weren't, I don't think. But I ate them pretty fast. They could have been.
Yeah. You know. I had green cheese.
Did you really?
Not really, but...
It was a little moldy.
Yeah. But I feel great today.
And then again, the ride into spring, text to win, statewide contest going on this hour. You could win Chula Vista Getaway. You're not eligible, Hank. Some other prizes. But the keyword is spring, so download the Civic Media app in the Apple or Google Store. Find your station and use the text button to send the keyword... Spring. I can't do spring. That on my rotary dial.
No, you can't, can you?
No, I can't.
Well?
I don't know. You know
what about the old flip phone?
Well, maybe. I don't know. But you know, if there was an emergency and there was a young kid in the house and all she had was a rotary dial, I don't know whether they could use it or not.
It's kind of scary, huh?
Yeah. Well, I don't know how many rotary dials.
Well, the thing of it is, you're probably not calling the fire department over the rotary with a rotary phone. So I don't even think they exist right now with the technology we have. I don't know.
I have one. It's not hooked up, but I do have a rotary dial.
We all know that. Everybody that knows you knows that you're on a rotary dial.
Right on top of my Quasar black and white
kind of like your old fax machine, the old dial-up. You know? You can hear it. Yes, exactly.
We still have a fax machine here.
Well, yeah, that's what I'm saying.
Every once in a while, somebody actually does.
You can actually hear it dialing up. Mm-hmm. Kind of cool. So, anyway.
What else is going on?
Well, today is quiz day.
Oh, that's right.
Yeah, yeah. Are you ready?
Let me get my customary paper out of the wastebasket.
Out of the wastebasket. Oh, someone dumped the trash.
Yeah, I did.
Did you?
That one. All right.
It's on spring.
Spring. All right.
Not really. It's spring chickens.
So spring. Spring officially arrives at 6 minutes after 10 tonight.
Yeah, and so we can't have it. So today is chickens. Spring chickens.
Oh, spring chickens.
So 11 questions.
Did you learn
chickens.
This down in Arkansas?
I don't want to know it, but it's amazing chicken facts that you have to decipher if I'm
okay.
All right, buddy. 11 questions on chickens.
All right.
True, false. Chickens can distinguish between 100 faces, Philip. True or false?
Did not know that.
Chickens are colorblind. True or false? Okay. Number 3. Chickens make friends and will grieve. Okay. Number 4. Chickens can taste sweet, but not salty. True or false? All right. Chickens have dreams when asleep.
Old Speckled Pete used to dream about going to get me.
Chasing Phil.
Yeah.
Oh, I can't wait to get Phil.
Oh, here comes the bus.
The world's oldest chicken lived to be 10 years old.
Oh.
That'd be a tough one.
Yeah, it'd be a tough. You better stew that one alone.
There are more chickens on Earth than humans. Chickens are the closest living relatives of the T-Rex.
Closest. Okay.
Some say the T-Rex was actually feathered.
Really?
That's what they say.
Oh, it could be.
But you never know. And some people say the world's flat, too. So.
Well, and that dinosaurs didn't exist.
Right.
Yep. Yep. I've heard it all.
In the wild, chickens navigate using the moon.
All right.
Number 10. Chickens sweat through their legs.
Think about that a little. All right.
And some of these I just pulled right out of the air.
I'm sure you did. Yeah.
They can run at least, chickens can run at least 14 miles per hour. Fridge hanger, buddy?
I don't think so. I think there's too many Hanks in there. That's my guess.
All right, buddy. Here we go. Number 1. Chickens can distinguish between 100 faces.
I would say true.
That is true.
Yep.
Yeah.
They're beady little eyes.
Yep.
They're going all the time.
Mm-hmm.
Yep.
Chickens are colorblind.
I would say true.
No, that's false.
Is it?
Yeah, they see more colors than humans.
Really?
Yep.
Wow.
And to me, how do people know this?
Yeah, well, they ask a chicken, yeah. I guess.
What color's red?
No, they must have tests.
Yeah, they got
it. You know, so it's like they show a red card to a chicken, and oh, yeah, okay.
A red card. You're a disqualified. Chickens make friends and will grieve.
I'd say true.
That is true.
Uh-huh.
No. Chickens can taste sweet, but not salt.
I'd say false.
It is false. Actually, they can taste salt, but not sweets.
Ah,
so
interesting.
That was a hanker.
Uh-huh.
Chickens have dreams when asleep.
Well, that's got to be true.
It is true. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
If they aren't careful, they'll fall off their perch.
Yeah.
Yeah.
The world's oldest chicken lived to be 10 years old.
I'm going to say false.
False. It's 16.
I was going to say it's got to be older.
Yeah, it's 16 years old.
Wow.
Peckled speed.
Well, he was an old one. He was an old bird, I'll tell you that.
There are more chickens on Earth than humans.
Well, it's got to be true.
It is true. Yeah.
Number of places that have chicken sandwiches. Think about it. Well, think about it.
Just the number of...
Everybody has chicken...
Number of people that have chickens in their backyard.
Yeah.
I mean, crazy.
Oh, yeah, yeah, right.
So, chickens are the closest living relatives of the T-Rex.
It's got to be true.
It is true.
Yeah.
That's a hanker in there.
I think I've heard that before, though.
Yeah, it's the closest living relative to a T-Rex, so... In the wild, chickens navigate using the moon, Philip.
That's got to be true.
It's false.
Is it false?
They actually use the sun. They actually will perch at nighttime.
Oh yeah, of course.
That was a hank there.
And when you say go to bed with the chickens, they do go to bed pretty early.
Yep.
get up early, too.
Mm-hmm. Chickens sweat through their legs.
Got to be true.
It's false. They don't sweat.
Oh.
They will blow up, actually.
Interesting.
Yeah, they will. They actually die really, really fast of the heat. So. All right, number 11, buddy. They can at least run 14 miles an hour.
That's true.
That's false.
Is it?
Yeah, only 9 miles.
Only
an hour.
Nine?
Yeah.
Oh.
That was a Hank, too.
All I know is I couldn't catch him on bike.
So.
Yeah, exactly. Oh, boy, four wrong today.
Oh, my goodness.
Only seven right.
Well, I'm going to tell you, you're still above 50%, so
that's
you're
true.
Continuing to be. I'll let you go on vacation and go to.
I can go play baseball?
You can go play some ball.
Awesome. That's cool.
So
you're a chicken expert.
Not an expert.
So, well, somebody told me the other day that you can tell what color a chicken's egg is going to be by the color of its earlobes.
I don't know.
So
that.
If they have brown earlobes, they lay brown eggs. White earlobes, they lay white eggs.
Really?
Have you ever heard that before?
I never heard that. We didn't have eggs when we had broilers, fryers.
Oh, sure, so. Sure. But how do you look in their earlobes? You know,
they actually have ears.
You got to get pretty close, though, don't you?
But when you're in a house with 20,000 chickens, it's not hard to catch one.
Oh, that's true. Uh-huh.
So, but I used to put chickens asleep. You just hold their ears.
Oh, yeah. We did that. Mm-hmm. No, you hold them, and then you do a circle in front of their beak for about a minute, and then walk away, and they'll lay there.
We used to just hold both of their ears and kind of...
Yep.
Stretch their neck. And
hypnotize them.
Yep.
Yeah.
Lay them down.
You can get them to stop smoking by doing that.
Will you try me, Phil? Stop eating.
Yeah, right. Yeah.
Stop eating.
You will stop eating.
No sweets.
No, but chickens are an interesting animal.
They're a very interesting creature.
Mm-hmm.
They are some neat critters out there.
So were you like Napoleon Dynamite when you went in there? Have you ever seen that part where Napoleon has to go work for that chicken farmer?
Mm-mm.
He's like, do they have large talons?
Can you do that again?
Yeah, something like that.
Do they have large talons?
And then he only makes less than a dollar an hour in change. Hope you don't mind. I forgot my checkbook. I'll pay in change. Like my first job.
What was your first job?
WRCO.
Was it really?
They paid me in change, I think. So.
Well, you still owe us money.
Yeah, I know.
Buddy, have a great day. Everybody be kind.
Hank Bray.
Added Touch Floral and Gifts is here to help you during the important times of your life, such as weddings, funerals, birthdays, and anniversaries. With Added Touch's experienced staff, you can rest assured you'll get exactly what you want. See Added Touch's wonderful display of fresh flowers, unique gifts, cards, balloons, candles, wine, and more. Added Touch Floral and Gifts, your friendly full-service florist on Main Street, Richland Center, 647-2319, or find them on the web at addedtouchfloral.com, and be sure to like them on Facebook.
Here is Jamie Gander of Badgerland Flooring.
We started our business in 2008, and we named it Badgerland Flooring of Southwest Wisconsin, obviously. And then 6 years ago, we started doing kitchens, and we just want to really get the word out to people that we're doing those now as well. We have a showroom west end of the building is committed to kitchens. You know, we do bath remodels, vanities, countertops. You can do any type of flooring, walk-in showers, but we're really trying to let the public know we're doing a lot of kitchen nowadays, too.
See Badgerland Flooring in Richland Center for more information.
Ask Sherwin-Williams during the March Spring Sale, March 15th through the 25th, and get 35% off paints and stains with prices starting at $28.92. That means 35% off our most popular color family, blue. Psychologists have found it to be soothing and relaxing, which makes it especially great for bedrooms and bathrooms. And of course, get 35% off all of our other colors. Shop the sale online or visit your neighborhood Sherwin-Williams store. Retail sales only, some exclusions apply. See store for details.
WCCU debit and credit cards, you can enjoy the ease of using a digital wallet. Simply download the digital wallet free from the App Store and add your WCCU cards. It makes online shopping a breeze. No more typing on those cumbersome forms that ask the same information over and over again. And no more fumbling through your purse or billfold. With your smartphone, simply open your secure digital wallet, pick your WCCU card, and in just seconds, your payment will be processed at any any participating checkout. For more information, contact any of our WCCU offices or visit us online at wccucreditunion.coop. WCCU is federally insured by NCUA.
Helping you build a better life. WCCU Credit Union feels so right.
Transform your outdoor space with TriStar Mulch in Richland Center, your go-to destination for all of your landscaping needs. Whether it's gravel, washed gravel, decorative rock, black dirt, or the popular environmentally safe mulch in various colors, you are covered, loaded, or delivered. Their team offers friendly and professional service. Visit TriStar Mulch, located across from Simpson's Tractor in Richland Center, or call 383-1280 to place your order. And if you need a grill, check out the Louisiana Grills or Pit Boss Grills. No job is too big or too small. TriStar Mulch, where your landscaping dreams come to life. Call 383-1280 or visit them on Highway 14 East. 735-32 in Richland Center. This day in 1977, the series finale of Mary Tyler Moore aired on CBS, ending the situation comedy's seven-season run. 1995, after a 21-month hiatus, Michael Jordan returned to professional basketball with his former team, the Chicago Bulls. And in 2003, President George W. Bush ordered the start of the war against Iraq. That was making news 21 years ago today. Birthdays and anniversaries sponsored by The Shoebox, where you receive service like it ought to be.
The Shoebox in Black Earth has what you need for work boots, children's shoes, athletic shoes, and any shoe you need or want. No one has a better selection of shoes than The Shoebox, with all the latest styles for everyone needing shoes. The Shoebox is the place to go. They go the extra mile to bring you great service, proper size and fit, all at a great price. The Shoebox, open 7 days a week in Black Earth. Stop by and receive service like it ought to be.
Happy birthday wishes from Richland Center Primary School to Asher McCollum, who has a birthday today. Greetings to Aiden Reyes from Carlos Perez today. Have a great day. And happy wishes to Amy Razek. All her family and friends, have a great day today, Amy, as your fan club has checked in. To Heather Coleman, happy birthday to his special daughter. I can't be more proud of the person you've become. Have a special day. Love from Mom and Kimber. To Heather Coleman, have a great day on your special day from Sierra, Shaylin, and Colton. From Dan, Brianna, and Emerson, Bethany, Jeremy, and Nova, and Joe, and Jerry, and Martha. Have a great day today, Heather. Happy birthday to Molly Rutherford from Schmidtwoven Hills residents and staff. The Bloom City Town Crier salutes Elda Dietz. Happy birthday from the Muscadet Blue River and Avoca Lions to Pat Clark, Dan Doherty, and Avery Frazier. Also Riley Kinney and Heather Myers all celebrate today. Happy birthday from the RC Lions to Warwick Wolf, Janelle Ryan, Todd Lemke, and Charles McBain, Jr. Happy birthday, Linda Jo Wanless, from your in-laws, Don and Arlene. Don and Aline, I should say. Have a great day to Linda Jo. Happy birthday to you today. Happy birthday to Mom Serena. I know you're getting older, but you're still young. From Beth. And happy anniversary to Derek and Gina Green from the Beulah Wesleyan Church.
It's her birthday or your anniversary. Do something different for her this year. Have her jewelry refreshed or restored to new. This is Jamie at JJ Walsh Jewelers, and we can help you with this. We have two skilled jewelers in store every day, and we can rebuild, refinish, or restore her jewelry to new. What a romantic gesture that would be. Our craftsmanship, mixed with the technology we use, we can repair nearly any jewelry. Laser welding, laser engraving, 3D printing from CAD, and more. JJ Walsh Jewelers, downtown Richland Center.
Center, where your family always comes first. This is Paul from the Prescription Center. We have moved to our amazing new location. We have no sign since city planning, zoning, and council all must approve a sign before we can put one up. We are on Sextonville Road, directly across the street from Simple Elegant Salon. We do not know how long the signage will take, so look for the Simple Elegant Salon. We are across the street with plants in our windows. Chris and I would like to thank Sue and Greg Potesnik for remodeling their building to create our new pharmacy, and Doug Meyer for an exceptional craftsmanship in transforming the building to an incredible pharmacy. Same phone number, continued exceptional service. Rod still delivers, we still mail, and we're across the street from Simple Elegance. Thank you for letting us care for you.
Family Prescription Center, where your family always comes first.
Are you looking for quality cattle? Head to the Richland Cattle Center every Wednesday morning at 11:30. This week's auction includes fresh cows, two-year-olds, milking and bred back cows, springing cows, first calf heifers, bred heifers, open heifers of all ages, baby heifer and bull calves. For up-to-date listings, visit stadieauction.com. And don't miss the Richland Cattle Center sales at Ithaca every Wednesday morning at 11:30, your source for top-notch cattle.
The Riverdale Community's Education Foundation invites one and all to the bowling tournament fundraiser held Sunday, March 24th at Boscobel Bowl and Banquet. It's an 8-pin tap individual tournament, shifts at 11 and 1:30. The cost, $15 to bowl three games, door prizes, and 50-50 raffle. Pre-register by calling Greg Kinney at 537-2359 or Boscobel Bowl at 375-2200. You can also register the day of the event. Come and have some fun at the Riverdale Community Education Foundation Bowling Tournament Fundraiser, Sunday, March 24th at Boscobel Bowl and Banquet. A few other birthdays to mention today. Here's one for Heather Coleman from Devon and Snoopy. Have a happy day, Heather. And a couple of wishes from the Beulah Wesleyan Church for Linda Wanless and for Elias Gomez. Have a great day today on your special days. The 19th of March. Good to have you along today on the radio. Joanne has the news right around the bend. I'll check sports next hour, and we'll have our trivia question of the day. It's kind of a noggin scratcher for your chance to win a great prize from ET Foods today. We're up to 32 degrees after a low of 30.
When you me. I may not own a big house or drive a fancy limousine, but when you got your woman, you got everything. Ain't it amazing what a woman will do? She gets all the love she needs. Ain't it funny how a man can change when a woman puts his mind at ease? How can one man be so lucky to know the riches love can bring? When you've got your woman, you've got everything. She may she puts love where the hurt is, makes my troubles fade away.
Gentlemen, Don Razek and a special song for our special couples and folks celebrating today. Well, we hope you have an awesome day in Southwest Wisconsin. Thanks for starting it right here with us in Richland Center.
We are so happy to say that we have welcomed Marshfield Furniture to our store. Court and Main just got a little bit better. Exceptional furniture uniquely suited to your taste and lifestyle is a result of their passion for craftsmanship, quality, and excellence. With 120 fabric options and 48 leather options, they create custom furniture to fit your style and home. So many different collections to choose from, we just know there is something for everyone. Only at Court and Main in downtown Richland Center, open 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. Monday through Friday and 9 to noon on Saturdays.
WRCO 100.9 FM, Richland Center.
Good morning. It is clear skies and 32 degrees in Richland Center at 7:45. WRCO and WRCE News is sponsored by Walsh's Ace Hardware, Jones Chevrolet Buick, and Town & Country TV & Appliance. Partly sunny, breezy, and much warmer today with a high of 52. Southwest winds becoming northwesterly, 15 to 25 miles per hour. Partly cloudy tonight, breezy and turning colder with a low of 18. Northwest winds 10 to 20 miles per hour. Currently in Richland Center, we have southwesterly winds 2 to 6 miles per hour, and it is up to 32 degrees.
Hello, everyone. Brian from Walsh's. Our great deals this month include, from the 13th to the 25th, our purchase Clark or Royal Paint, any size, and get the next one half off of equal or lesser value. Also buy a $50 gift certificate, and you will receive a $10 one for yourself. So stop in at our Muscadet, Richland Center, or Ace of La Crosse to get these and many other deals. And as always, we appreciate your business.
Good morning from the Civic Media News Desk. I'm Joanne Krulotz. Rent is going up faster in Wisconsin than most of the rest of the country, according to Channel 9 TV in Wausau. Their reporting shows rent in Wisconsin went up 8% from January of last year to January of this year, making Wisconsin one of the top 10 states in the country for rent increases in that time. The National Low Income Housing Coalition estimates a shortage of more than 123,000 rental homes. Community health centers are getting a $4.4 billion boost in funding as part of the latest deal to avoid a partial government shutdown. Roughly one in every 11 Americans gets their care from community health centers.
They provide primary care, behavioral health, dental, just an array of services, often in newer communities to reach underserved patients across the nation, especially in rural areas.
That's Joe Dunn with the National Association of Community Health Centers. Senator Ron Johnson says he hopes the Senate will take their time studying the House TikTok bill before calling for a floor vote.
What I've looked so far, there's very legitimate concerns on both sides of the issue. So I'm hoping we don't just rush into this, take a vote. I hope we actually do deliberate on this and take a look at this thing both from both sides.
The bill would take TikTok off U.S. app stores unless its Chinese owners sell to an American buyer. A potential federal ban on the social media app TikTok could have farther-ranging consequences than just removing the app from the U.S. UW-Madison cybersecurity strategist Dave Schroeder says other companies harvest the same sort of data that TikTok does. He says the bill could set up a national discussion on data privacy, even with U.S. corporations. Proponents of the ban say that data is being sent to Chinese government officials and that those same officials are using the app to push propaganda to its users in the U.S. A software engineer hired by Donald Trump to find voter fraud in Wisconsin and other states is out with a new book. Ken Block tells WISN-TV's Upfront, it was easy to debunk one Trump claim that 740,000 people voted twice in Wisconsin in 2020.
In about an hour, I determined that they had made a mistake in that they didn't realize they didn't have in-person votes, which amounted to about 700,000 votes. And so the whole thing was quickly explained away.
Block's book is called Disproven. Further information has been released by the Monroe County Sheriff's Department related to the UTV crash that occurred early Sunday morning that left a local woman dead and a man injured. Danielle Fields, 23, of Sparta, died due to the injuries she sustained after the UTV she was a passenger in crashed. The initial investigation showed that Keegan Saver, 24, of Sparta, was driving the UTV when it crashed. He, too, was injured and transported to an area hospital. He was released from the hospital yesterday and taken to the Monroe County Jail, where he was booked on charges of homicide and by intoxicated use of a vehicle and homicide by negligent operation of a vehicle. 9 months after Baraboo teen James Yablonski went missing near Devil's Lake State Park, investigators hope their billboard leads to more tips. WMTV reports the Sauk County Sheriff's Department and Crime Stoppers put up a large sign near the North Shore Road entrance to Devil's Lake in Baraboo this fall. The billboard has the words, "Have you seen me?" written on them next to a picture of James. This week marked 9 months since the 14-year-old disappeared. James was 13 years old when he was reported missing, and police believed he was trying to live as a survivalist in the Baraboo Bluffs. Sheriff Chip Meister said the billboard has not led to any substantial clues yet, but that they think it could help them more in the warmer months when more people are at Devil's Lake State Park. Investigators in Manitowoc County say they've got their first trace of a missing toddler from Two Rivers. Two Rivers police say a blanket belonging to 3-year-old Elijah View was found early in the search for the child. Police confirmed Monday that the blanket was found more than 3 miles away from where Elijah was reported missing on February 20th. No further information was released. The search for Elijah continues, and his mother and her boyfriend are facing child neglect charges in connection with his disappearance. Become a storm spotter. Learn how to safely spot storms, what needs to be reported, how to communicate reports, and clouds to watch. Columbia County Emergency Management will host storm spotter training today. Two different free trainings will be held. The first will be from 1:30 to 3:30 at the Portage Public Library in the large community room. The second will be from 6:30 to 8:30 at the Columbus Community Center. The training sessions are open to everyone and no pre-registration is needed. The Three Eagles Foundation will hold the observance of the solstice and equinox events at the ancient effigy mounds at Frank's Hill near Muscadet tomorrow. You are welcome to observe the sunrise and sunset, marking the official changing of the seasons. The east-west alignment of the mounds coincides sunrise and sunset at the spring equinox. Spring begins at 10:06 tonight, meaning the first sunrise and sunset of spring will be tomorrow. Participants should arrive by 6:30 tomorrow morning for the sunrise or 6:30 or earlier to observe the sunset. A campfire will follow sunset for discussion of the mounds and sharing of stories if burning conditions will allow. Bring a chair or blanket and your own beverage or snack. Frank's Hill is located 2 miles west of Muscadet near the intersection of Highway 60 and Highway 193. Park well off the road on the shoulder and enter by the gate. A short hike to the top of the hill is required, which follows the former access road and is considered an easy to moderate walk of about 5 minutes from the gate. Join the Women Veterans Town Hall and lunch sponsored by the American Legion Auxiliary. Meet with the new gynecologist and learn services offered and about Thrive. There will also be a time for questions and answers. Lunch and learn about what is important to you. The event will be held Wednesday, March 27th from noon to 1 in Building 455 at the Toma VA Medical Center. RSVP by Wednesday, March 20th with Sarah Raisin, by email at sarah.rezin@va.gov or phone 1-800-872-8662, extension 66375. The event is open to all veterans. Two Wisconsin 8th graders are the winners of the 75th annual Badger State Spelling Bee. 50 students from all over Wisconsin competed Saturday. Aiden Wyjako Luzeria from Madison and Nethra Mathieu Pendiai Araja of Franklin will represent Wisconsin at the Scripps National Spelling Bee at the end of May in suburban Washington, D.C. More than half of all workers in Wisconsin plan to watch the NCAA basketball tournaments at work. 55% of those who responded to a survey from NC Sharp say they plan to watch on the job. That puts Wisconsin in the top eight states. The national average is 51%. An even higher percentage of remote and hybrid workers plan to watch basketball during work. The Southwest Wisconsin Workforce Development Board will be holding a dual hiring event Thursday from 2 to 4, with two ways to participate in the events simultaneously. Job seekers can attend one or both of the following events: an in-person hiring event at the Rock County Job Center at 1717 Center Avenue in Janesville will be hosting 25 employers from Rock and surrounding counties; a virtual hiring event for Southwest Wisconsin counties, which include Grant, Green, Iowa, Lafayette, Richland, and Rock, through the Premier Virtual site. To register and access the event through the Premier Virtual platform, at pvapi.premiervirtual.com/s/xzo3gw. Individuals may update and print their resumes in the resource room prior to the event. DWD staff will be available in the resource room for assistance with questions for the in-person and virtual hiring events. For more information and a full list of registered employers, visit wisconsinjobcenter.org. Individuals having questions can email DETWDA11businessservices@dwd.wisconsin.gov.
March Madness is right around the corner, and Town & Country TV and Appliance in Richland Center has your new crystal clear LG OLED television for you. During this promotional period, receive a $150 rebate with your purchase and installation. Sizes up to 77 inches on display now. Hurry, this offer is good until March 23rd. Visit Town & Country TV and Appliance at 2490 Highway 14 next to Goodwill, or online at townandcountryrc.com.
Today is Tuesday, March 19th. Stephanie M. Andrada Williams, 46, of Richland Center, died March 11th at the Richland Hospital. Funeral services will be held at 11 o'clock this morning at the Pratt Memorial Chapel in Richland Center. Friends may call at the Pratt Memorial Chapel this morning from 10 until the time of service at 11. Stephanie M. Andrada Williams, 46, of Richland Center. Dwayne Clifton Thomas, 88, of rural Muscadet, died Thursday at Divine Rehabilitation and Nursing in Fenimore. Funeral services will be held at noon Wednesday at the Blue River Valley Church, with burial to be held in the church cemetery. Friends may call at the Blue River Valley Church Wednesday from 10 until the time of service at noon. In lieu of flowers, memorials may be given to the Blue River Valley Church or the Gideons. The Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service in Richland Center is assisting the family with arrangements. For Dwayne Clifton Thomas, 88, of rural Muscadet. Willard Jr. Wentz, 95, of Prairie du Chien, died Friday at home. Funeral services will be Thursday at 6 at the Garrity Funeral Home Chapel in Prairie du Chien, with private burial at a later date in the Lloyd Cemetery. Friends may call at the Garrity Funeral Home Thursday from 3 until the time of service at 6. Military honors will be accorded by the Prairie du Chien Honor Guard immediately following the service. Willard Jr. Wentz, 95, of Prairie du Chien. Penny P. Kalish, 62, of Boscobel, died March 3rd at her home. A celebration of life will be held Friday from 4 until 7 at the Kendall Funeral Home in Boscobel. A time of remembrance service will be held at 7. A private family burial will be in the Boscobel Cemetery at a later date. Penny P. Kalish, 62, of Boscobel. Roxanne Kovars, 82, of Oshkosh, formerly of Muscadet, died March 11th while receiving hospice care at Pine Valley Community Village in Richland Center. A future celebration of life will be held at the Blue River Valley Church. Burial will follow at the Blue River Valley Cemetery. The Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service is assisting the family with arrangements. For Roxanne Kovars, 82, of Oshkosh, formerly of Muscadet.
It's always Truck Month at Jones Chevrolet in Richland Center. We've got trucks, regular cab, double cab, and crew cabs, custom, LT, LTZ or High Country, Duramax, Turbomax, 5.3, and 6.2 motors. See the inventory, including 30 pre-owned trucks at JonesChev.com. Schedule a test drive, schedule service, chat with a representative, and get a value for your trade-in. Whether it's our body shop, parts, service, or sales, Jones Chevrolet Richland Center is proud to be your Chevy truck headquarters for over 100 years. Chevrolet, together, let's drive.
There will be a Muscadet Community Blood Drive today from 11:30 to 5:30 at St. John's Catholic Church Gym. For an appointment, visit redcrossblood.org or call 1-800-RED-CROSS. Appointments are strongly encouraged and appreciated. Walk-ins will be taken when possible. The 8 o'clock news on WRCO-FM 100.9 and WRCE 107.7 FM and 1450 AM in Richland Center is by the Driftless Area Group, your local land surveyors, real estate sales insurance agents, and interior design services.